This is the Composer's Datebook for September 5th. I'm John Zeck. During the summer of 1942, as the German army was overrunning Russia, the Soviet government evacuated important artists to remote places of safety. Composer Sergei Prokofiev, for example, found himself in the little town of Nalchik, in the Kabardino-Balkaria Autonomous Republic, nestled in the foothills of the northern Caucasus Mountains, about 1,000 miles away from the front. Prokofiev was intrigued by the region's folk music, and taking a break from a big project, turning Tolstoy's War and Peace into an opera, he composed his string quartet No. 2 based on some of those local tunes. The new work was, as he put it, a combination of virtually untouched folk material and the most classic of classical forms, the string quartet. Its three movements are all based on local songs and dances, and Prokofiev took care not to smooth out any roughness in the original material. At times, Prokofiev has his quartet players imitate familiar folk instruments, like the accordion. Prokofiev's new string quartet received its premiere back in Moscow at a concert given by the Beethoven Quartet, the Soviet Union's most famous quartet of the time. The start of their performance was delayed due to a German air raid. The new music was well received, and Prokofiev, perhaps with the air raid in mind, supposedly said the premiere was an extremely turbulent success. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.